Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice.
My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Next paint project, why settle for a new coat of paint? Try a new coat of armor. Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer at the Home Depot, starting at only $23.98 a gallon. When put to the test, Glidden Diamond stood up to 2,500 scrubs. That's a lot of soccer balls, muddy pets, and fingerprints. And that's one tough coat. We're pouring more into paint with unbeatable prices on scrubbable Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer from only $23.98 a gallon at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as a top seed in the Central Division. Catch all the action at Allstate Arena, including next Sunday at 2. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details.
Sometimes when teams play at home and they got a lot of confidence and they're amped up, sometimes they run out of position a little bit. You know, sometimes they get a little too jacked, and then that'll open up some space. And when you start chasing around and you got skilled players like the Hawks have, but those guys got to step up because if they don't, the Hawks are going to have a real tough hill to climb if they can't find a way to win a game tonight.
That's Eddie Olczyk with Matt Spiegel, Danny Parkins. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. It is a pretty tough hill to climb already as the Hawks are down 2-0. The series shifts to Nashville tonight. Puck drops at 8:30. On to the Cubs. They are 6-6 on the year, swept by the Pirates at Wrigley over the weekend. John Lackey takes the mound tonight against Milwaukee and opposes Chase Anderson. Baez will not start tonight. Zobrist plays second base. Hayward's in right field. Almora in center and batting ninth. Pregame here on The Score with Mark Grody, who's looking pretty fresh, is at 6:30 and first pitch at 7:05. The White Sox, they're on their 9-game road trip and has them in New York tonight. Derek Holland takes on Jordan Montgomery. First pitch 6:05. Melky Cabrera, he was reinstated from the paternity list. He is back in the lineup, batting third, playing left field. Matt Davidson is batting sixth. MLB Now, one final from earlier, Red Sox over Tampa 4-3. NBA playoffs tonight, Indiana at Cleveland. That game starts at 6. Memphis visits San Antonio later on at 8:30. The Cavs and Spurs have a 1-0 series leads in both of those. The Bulls are off today. Game 2 in Boston is tomorrow at 7. This scoreboard update brought to you by Arlington Nissan. When searching for a new Nissan, search for ArlingtonNissan.com. Are you hiring? Well, join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score, tonight, 6:30, Cubs Brewers right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff present Who's Your Guy?
Who's Your Guy?
Running back Ezekiel Elliott.
Zeke Elliott. Coming right. 50-yard line and sprinting. He's going 20 and 10. Zeke Elliott. 60 yards.
My guy is Hunter Henry, tight end, Arkansas.
Back goes Rivers. Gates is double team. They put it to the other side. Touchdown, Hunter Henry.
Mississippi State quarterback, Dak Prescott.
And the snap to Prescott, and it's an option keep. And Prescott around the right side. And Prescott walks the dog. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Hey, my guy is DeAndre Hall, free safety, University of Northern Iowa.
Slot right, three receivers for the Lions. 4:10 to play. Snap is back. Pocket's clean. Throws right. And it's intercepted far side of the field. And it's taken away by DeAndre Hall, the rookie out of Northern Iowa. Ooh.
There you have it. Some of last year's names, some of last year's plays, and we covered how many people last year? Total 70-some, 80-some players on this segment?
83.
There you go. So let's get right to it. Thanks to the NFL Draft 2017 preview put together by I think there's three people that make up Nolan Naraki because of all the work that he ends up having to do with this voluminous account. But we will get started. We do have two lines up in 312. 644-6767. Greg in Lamont, you are on The Score. Who's your guy?
My guy is Jamal Adams, safety, LSU.
Jamal Adams.
My guy.
Stands 5'11 and 3/4. He weighs 214. Strengths.
Christosis nasty, Alathosis nasty.
Outstanding size and functional strength, plays with superb eye discipline, has an intricate understanding of defensive concepts and where everyone lines up, very good reactive quickness, plays with a sense of urgency and strikes with authority, will separate receivers from the ball and invoke fear with presence. Like he gives you presents. Would you like a present? I'll be very afraid. Flies to the ball. Is extremely physical in the box with explosive striking power, good zone eyes, and awareness to sort out what he sees. Drives hard on the thrown ball. Is aggressive playing it in the air. Exceptional football intelligence and football character. Very strong back-end communicator and vocal team leader. Makes calls and adjustments and lines up the secondary as he very noticeably can be seen doing. Film junkie. Alpha male leadership qualities, excels as a jammer on punt return and gunner on punt coverage, and is very physical. Yet, there are weaknesses.
He does toast them.
What does that mean?
Has a 31.5-inch vertical jump, indicative of below-average lower body explosion, just adequate long speed, revealing average speed to play deep middle coverage. At times will trust his instincts too much, can get caught peeking and bite on routes. Could have some struggles matching up with long-bodied tight ends and receivers in man coverage with limited leaping ability to climb the ladder. Produced only 5 career interceptions, which is 1 in 2016, playing more in the box. In general, a tough, physical, in-the-box hammer, with enough back-end coverage ability to function in center field, though always will be best suited in the box, playing a mini linebacker role, taking away the run game, and trading wits, matching audibles with savvy quarterbacks. Instant impact day one starter with perennial Pro Bowl potential. The projection, a top 15 pick. That is LSU strong safety Jamal Adams.
I think he has the chance of being the best defensive player in this draft, including Myles Garrett.
John in Bradley is on The Score. John, who's your guy?
Joshua Dobbs,
quarterback, University of Tennessee.
We went from very good to very, very bad.
Well, let's wait. Just you wait, Mr. Man.
Aviation guy, though. He's a guy that likes to fly, Josh Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs, Tennessee quarterback, 6'3 and 3/8, weighs 216. Here are his strengths.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Good release quickness, snaps the ball with fluidity, can manipulate his arm and throwing platform and deliver from a variety of angles. Good balance and body control, very good athlete, creates some magic in the pocket, eluding the rush, flashes playmaking ability and consistently extends plays with his feet. Fastest three-cone drill time of any quarterback at the combine. Indicative of very good agility and hip flexibility, extremely intelligent, outstanding personal and football character, very humble, with an even-keeled demeanor, not easily rattled, physically tough, and durable. Had a .657 career winning percentage in 35 games, yet there are weaknesses.
What a story, Mark.
Yeah, you can say that again.
How long you got here?
Has a thin frame and average hand size. Needs to take better care of the football. 30 career fumbles.
Agreed.
Operated primarily out of the shotgun, is still adapting to taking drops from underneath center and learning how to diagnose coverages. Developing trigger man, still takes too many chances fitting the ball into tight man coverage. Ball placement could stand to improve. Footwork and mechanics could use more refinement. Almost too intellectual processing what he sees. Overanalyzes the game. In summary, a thin-framed, quick-footed, rubber-armed quarterback with natural leadership qualities and a developing calmness in his play. Scouts remained concerned that Dobbs is more smart than instinctive, consequently will require patience to become more of a quick decision-maker than overthinking processor, played his best ball late in the season, very driven to succeed, more of a thrower than a passer, has upside if he could be paired with a nurturing coach willing to teach him the nuances, could bring sustainable value to a stable franchise, and emerge in 3 years as a solid NFL starter. Josh Dobbs, Tennessee quarterback, a projected 3rd to 4th round pick.
Yeah, he's going to make a lot of money in the NFL as a backup for a couple of years, and then he's going to make a ton of money outside of the NFL as an aerospace engineer. He's an incredibly smart young man. I just don't want him ever, ever being under center for my favorite football team.
Corey in Richland Park, you're on the score. Corey, I have a question for you, and you have the answer. Who's your guy?
My guy is Dalvin Cook, running back, Florida State University.
All right.
Too crimey.
That's not what it says.
Not Crimea, but crimey.
Dalvin Cook, 5'10 and 3/8, weighs 210. Strengths.
She may be a vegetarian, but she's still full of baloney in my book.
Very decisive runner. Good wide peripheral vision. Can take the corner with ease. Fine run strength and balance to keep his feet through traffic and handle running inside. Surprisingly good base strength to consistently churn through contact and accelerate out of it. Breaking many tackles using a stutter step and short area burst. Explosive big play ability. Plays faster than timed speed. Can spin off contact. Creates a lot of extra yardage with subtle cutbacks. Sets up blockers well. Converts speed to power. Extremely productive against top competition. Very quick healer. Is physically tough. Will play through injuries. Weaknesses.
He has the grace of a swan, the wisdom of an owl, and the eye of an eagle. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is for the birds.
Is not built to withstand a heavy workload between the tackles and grind out tough yardage. Dips his head too much inside, negating his vision. Will flag the ball away from his body while making sharp cuts in the open field. Needs to do a better job of keeping it high and tight and securing it. Fumbled every 59 touches. Rigid route runner, shows some upper body stiffness adjusting to the thrown ball, resulting in drops. Tight in the hips, lacks fluidity changing direction. Slowest 20-yard shuttle, among the slowest three-cone drill times at the combine. Recorded a 30.5-inch vertical jump, indicating marginal lower body explosion. Multiple shoulder surgeries that invite closer scrutiny, not used heavily in pass protection, has not shown the desire to handle blocking, has run into a string of off-field issues, and character must be vetted closely.
Yes.
The summary, Cook does his best work running outside, most ideally suited for a stretch zone running game, such as the Seahawks, Packers, or Redskins, or Bears. Explosive big play ability, head dipping on contact, and background and medical history are reminiscent of Titans 2008 first-round pick Chris Johnson. though Cook is stronger, more compact, and not as explosive. History of off-field and durability issues could diminish draft value. Still, a projected first-round pick. Florida State running back, Dalvin Cook.
My guy Christian McCaffrey just jumped him in a couple of the mock drafts that I saw today. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see where he goes. This is a guy who everybody thought was going to be right there for the Heisman. Had an up and down season, but it's going to make some money in the NFL, though.
Tim in Manhattan, you are on the score on Bernstein and Goff. Who's your guy?
My guy is Alabama defensive lineman Jonathan Allen. Roll damn Tide. Roll damn Tide.
I knew that was coming. Jonathan Allen is listed as a 3 technique, a nose, and 5 technique. 6'2 and 5/8, 286. Well, there's a lot here. Strengths.
Gilbert Godfrey, one of my best friends. I love Gilbert. When you go to the men's room later, you'll see a sign that says, gentlemen, pay no heed, go right in.
Extremely strong at the point of attack, can press off blocks and set the edge with ease, outstanding awareness and football instincts, locates the ball instantly, has a pass rush plan to beat blockers, strong and effortful to flatten down the line and make plays in pursuit, very good initial quickness off the ball to pierce gaps. That was actually his line coach, was Pierce Gaps. Can convert speed to power and bull blockers into the backfield with leverage. Excellent career sack production as a tribute to his motor and burst. Registered a very low 1.69 second 10-yard split that ranks tied for second among defensive tackles. Outstanding initial quickness to disrupt gaps. His 7.49 second 3-cone ranked best among all defensive tackles. Exceptional lateral agility. Uses his hands with violence. Plays heavy-handed. Displays a variety of pass rush moves, swim, dip, club, stutter step, dive, duck, dodge, dive, and dodge.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. Consistently productive, 3-year starter in the Southeastern Conference, very smart and football smart, will represent a community with class. Scheme diverse, can play the piano across the defensive line. Weaknesses.
Bob, you have a lot of well-wishers here tonight, and a lot of them would like to throw you down one. Well. They want to murder you in a well.
Lacks ideal arm length for an end and an odd front. At times will give some ground versus double teams. Is not a dynamic-hipped, creative pass rusher. Bench pressed 225 only 21 times and is still recovering his strength. Was surrounded by an extremely talented 2-deep rotation that keeps the defensive line unusually fresh. Durability needs to be evaluated carefully following shoulder surgeries on both sides earlier in his college career. His future is a very good football player with a versatility, football character, and toughness to make an immediate impact rushing the passer. Most ideally suited for a role inside as a one-gapping under tackle in a 40 front, though he has the base strength to stack the line, read and react in a two-gapping 30 front. Similar skill set to Buccaneers 2010 third overall pick Gerald McCoy.
I was going to say.
With the quickness, instincts, and pass rush skill to become a perennial Pro Bowl player in a Tampa 2 defense.
There's a lot of comparisons to McCoy and Aaron Donald's get off and Geno Atkins and guys like that.
And when you're talking Aaron Donald get off, let's slow our roll a little bit. But he is a
somebody had to do it before Aaron Donald, right?
A projected top 10 cinch. That's Jonathan Allen, the defensive lineman from Alabama. So we'll do more.
Roll damn Tide.
On the other side of the Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by Mariano's, Cubs, Brewers, White Sox, and Yankees. Chicago Baseball schedule brought to you by Mariano's. Sign up today for Mariano's new and improved rewards card. Save store-wide with personalized coupons. Earn free coffee, sushi, and more at their specialty shops. Share discounted Mariano's gift cards with friends and family. Lines open 312-644-6767. Who's Your Guy continues next on The Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff Thursday at 2 on The Score.
You're not promised to feel your best every time you go out there, but for me it boils down to just winning the ballgame.
Jake Arrieta, regular Score Cubs insider with Bernstein and Goff.
Swing and a miss, Arrieta strikes out the side.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Special shout out to my man, Dwayne Wade. Thank you for the reminder, Pops. The reminder that Father Time is still, in fact, undefeated. Sure, the Bulls got that win yesterday, a big, big win. Except Dwayne Wade had that Mike Jordan at the All-Star Game moment. You know, where Mike takes off all alone, about to throw one down, only to get stuffed at the basket by the rim. That was this
only five times worse. Wade swatted by the front of the rim. And believe me, that looked way worse than that just sounded.
There was a day when this was a no-doubter, but that day's gone.
My man, no shame in that. Well, actually, there's plenty, but it does happen to everybody. Just stick with the fundamentals. Ditch the dunks for jump-stop layups and swap out your sport drink for a can of Ensure. I'm Jim Rome.
Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil, too, with Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer, too. Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil-reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
I didn't think I could sleep any better than I was sleeping recently, and then I tried a MyPillow, and my sleep has improved even more, which is crazy. See, I go to sleep faster. I stay asleep longer with MyPillow. I absolutely love it. It's the most comfortable pillow I've ever experienced. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. You're going to love it, too. You've got to try it. If you don't think a pillow is very important and regarding how you sleep, well, then you definitely have never tried a MyPillow. If you do, you're going to love it as much as I do. I went out and I bought two for my bed, even bought MyPillows for the boys. And even at their young age, I know they love them too. As they wake up and they tell me, Father, thank you for buying me the MyPillow. It is wonderful. And I say, well, you're welcome, Henry and Jack. I'm glad you guys love it. Here's what's cool about MyPillow. It's a cool pillow. It stays cool all night long. So if you're a warm sleeper like I am, no worrying about flipping it over, trying to get the cool side of the pillow. It's cool all night long. And most importantly, it holds its shape. The patented interlocking fill, it adjusts to your sleep needs. So you get it all situated the way you want it. When you go to bed, you'll get to sleep faster. You'll stay asleep longer. It really is that great. And it has a 10-year warranty not to go flat. So you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night and fold it in half, try to get some support, or flip it over to try to gain some kind of support. It stays that way all night long. It has a 60-day comfort guarantee. It's washable, dryable, and made in the USA. And right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping. You've got to try MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listeners Special tab, and use promo code SCORE. Here's what you get. Two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for one special price. It's a great deal. Check it out. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE. Call them at 800-960-3804. MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE.
This is a price alert. This is the Knaus BMW courtesy car sale. Start your shopping. More than 75 2017 BMW models, never titled, briefly used as corporate and customer courtesy transportation, are now available to the public at great savings. BMW 3 Series sedans, luxurious 7 Series models, BMW X1, X3, and X5 sport activity vehicles will now be sold on a first-come basis. And at these prices, they will go fast. So hurry in for exceptional savings on your favorite BMW. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. The Knaus BMW courtesy car sale is underway. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am.
What happened to my tongue?
All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Monday on CBS is getting brighter with two broke girls.
Sometimes the universe just gives you a gift.
Caroline and Max.
I'll go get you the wine list.
Don't get excited. That's just a list of everything Caroline's whined about in the last year.
Two girls.
We'll be together way past when we should be.
That's just how we roll.
Two broke.
We don't have grooming money. I'm still cutting my hair with a sword.
And too funny.
Two scrappy girls with so little you can't help but love them. I hate them already.
Two broke girls. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
Real.
Now they're trying to pin the ISIS gunmen down.
Honest.
Is it true that there may be 20 people alive buried in the back?
Essential.
This is high tide. Clearly, it is the flooding that's going to be the problem for the people here.
Real news every evening.
We'll begin tonight with breaking news.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Weeknights.
Original reporting sets us apart on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
We always ask ourselves on every story we do, is it right? Is it fair? Is it honest?
Top advisors admit the president was at a crossroads.
These strikes could backfire.
The experience that we have makes our broadcast unique.
Smoke from this fire is simply intense.
They've been met with a heavy police presence here.
I want the audience to say, wow, that was worth my time. I learned something.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country.
Joining him on tour will be none other than Chris Young and Kane Brown. If this sounds like your kind of party, head on over to 670thescore.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Tickets courtesy of Live Nation.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, a couple more segments of Who's Your Guy for the first time through. And what, the first round is what, Thursday night? Is that right?
27th.
Oh, the 27th. So what's today? Where are we? Oh, so we start, good, we're full 10 days early on this. Okay, outstanding. We'll be able to get through a ton. John in Naperville is next, and I ask him on The Score, who's your guy, John?
Your guy, John. Donnell Pumphrey, from San Diego State.
Sounded like he was doing the intros for the game. Donnell Pumphrey, School of Hard Knocks.
Donnell Pumphrey, San Diego State running back, is 5'8 and a quarter, weighs 176.
Little guy.
Strengths.
Sorry you had to sit through this. I really am.
This really sucks.
Extremely competitive, determined, decisive runner, knack for finding small creases and squirting through cracks to find open space. Good functional play speed to the perimeter and gear change to plant his foot in the dirt and redirect. Recorded a 1.5-second 10-yard split, tied for the fastest among backs. Exceptional short area burst. Good spin move in the hole. Knack for avoiding tacklers with subtle jab steps and short area burst. Consistently produces chunk runs. Ouch. Surprisingly strong stiff arm for a small back. Aligns in the slot at times. Has quickness to create some separation and get open. Proven he can handle a heavy workload. Very durable, playing through hand and ankle injuries. Never missing any time. Exceptional career production. The game is very important to him. Weaknesses.
What's that? Is that Danny's blog?
John the Rock Mamola is a weekend host on The Score Radio and writes a blog called The Rock Report.
And that's news. Skinny framed and smallish, with short arms, very small hands. both the smallest of any back at the combine. Lacks run strength and power, does not have bulk to withstand the grind of running inside, only bench pressed 225 pounds at combine low 5 times.
So you'd be drafting Rosner is pretty much what this is telling you.
Loves pizza puffs. tends to drift in his routes, is not a crafty or refined route runner, extremely small catching radius. Has shown with the smallest wingspan of any skill player at the combine, even more noticeable by difficulty of quarterbacks connecting and passing drills. Underpowered blocker, no anchor strength, was not regularly challenged against top competition, is not a dynamic return man. So it's a sort of complicated assessment here. On paper, measurables look like a free agent. On the field, had the production of a future all-pro, running with relentless determination that refused to be denied. More quick than fast, Pumphrey's a very good football player with the wiring and all-around utility to earn a multi-purpose role as a specialty back, slot receiver, punt returner in the pros, would be optimized playing for creative offensive minds, such as those in New Orleans, Kansas City, or Philadelphia, projected to be a 4th to 5th round pick. It's an interesting scouting report for San Diego State running back Donnell Pumphrey.
300 touches, 3 straight years. Actually, 400 touches his last year. Jeez. So, I mean, this guy's taking a beating at San Diego State.
Elliot in Elgin is on the score. Elliot in Elgin, answer the question, who's your guy?
Wide receiver from the Clemson football team, Mike Williams.
Well, the football team would be a good place to start when you're looking for a wide receiver, because finding one on the water polo team, maybe not so much. Mike Williams, 6'3 and 5/8, weighs 218. Strengths.
And I'm a Jew.
Rare size, body control, and catching radius to extend outside his frame and pluck the ball out of the air. Excellent arm and body length. Very good athlete. Strength to fend off the jam. Has strong hands and the physicality to post up defensive backs, win jump balls, and create mismatches in the red zone. Feasts on back shoulder throws. Climbs the ladder. Plucks the ball out of the air. Superb tracking and adjusting to the ball. Very good concentration. Functional run strength after the catch. Competitive blocker with the size to cover up defensive backs in the run game. Weaknesses.
And I'm Terry Bors.
Lacks top-end speed to create consistent vertical separation and outrun cornerbacks. Many of his catches are contested. Mistimes jumps. Often catches the ball while descending. Needs to learn how to diagnose coverages. Could stand to improve his route precision and understanding of where the sticks are. And where members of sticks are. Blocking effort could stand to improve. Does not dominate the run game the way he's capable. Injury history must be evaluated carefully. In summary, a big, strong, athletic target with hand strength, body control, and catching radius to contribute readily in the pros and make an inaccurate quarterback look good. Durability has been an issue throughout college, could linger into the pros. Has the length, body control, and catch radius to readily emerge as a number two receiver, though he lacks the downfield speed and playmaking ability after the catch expected of a true number one. Still, a projected first-round pick, Clemson wide receiver Mike Williams.
Sounds a lot like Alshon Jeffrey, doesn't he?
A little more after an update.
Scoreboard update.
Yeah, if you guys have time, you can maybe get to my guy, Dan, who is Bradley Northnagel out of California.
We'll see if we can get to that.
Doesn't sound very optimistic, but I won't be listening. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as a top seed in the Central Division. Catch all of the action at Allstate Arena, including next Sunday at 2. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for details.
I think most Blackhawks fans would like to see one goal, but I think more importantly, I think it's about the first period tonight. It's about being even or ahead after the first period. Don't worry about anything else. Yes, you're worried about the end result. But in order to have the end result that you want, I think you got to worry about one thing, and that's being even or ahead after the first period.
That's hockey analyst Eddie Olczyk with a fresh idea of the Hawks maybe scoring a goal tonight. I'm with Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins earlier today. You can hear that entire interview at your own leisure at 670thescore.com. The series shifts to Nashville tonight. Blackhawks are trailing 2-0, but keep in mind it's a best-of-7 series, so there's lots of hockey left to play. I'm staying with my original prediction of the Hawks in 5. Puck drops at 8:30 tonight. MLB, the Cubs are 6-6 on the year. They're getting swept by Pittsburgh at home over the weekend. John Lackey takes the mound tonight against Milwaukee. He opposes Chase Anderson. Baez will not start tonight. Zobrist play second. Hayward's in right and Almora in center and batting 9th. Pregame at 6:30, first pitch 7:05. Carl Edwards returns to the roster as Tommy La Stella goes on the bereavement list. The White Sox, a 9-game trip, has them in New York tonight. Derek Holland takes on Jordan Montgomery, first pitch 6:05. Melky Cabrera was reinstated from the paternity list. He's back in the lineup batting third, playing left. Matt Davidson batting sixth. MLB Now, one final from earlier, Red Sox over Tampa 4-3. NBA playoffs tonight, Indiana at Cleveland at 6. Memphis visits San Antonio 8:30. The Cavs and Spurs with 1-0 series leads. The Bulls have the day off today. Game 2 is in Boston tomorrow at 7. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Banking is pretty much one size must fit all. If you don't fit, you don't matter. At Lakeside Bank, people do matter, so their products come in different shapes and sizes. They customize, tailoring their services to fit you. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Maticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on the score is tonight, 6:30, Cubs-Brewers here on the score, Chicago Sports Station.
Matty Bradley Northnagel, a priority free agent, the long snapper out of Cal. So I want to make sure you got your...
So he's not a draftable guy?
No, priority free agent, long snapper.
Man, I thought he was a first-round guy.
No, sorry.
Thank you, Dan, for checking.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that very much.
I know.
Very kind of you.
The music's for you, too, obviously.
What is it?
It's something involving Fresh.
Oh, okay.
Ben in Winthrop Harbor, you're on the score. Who's your guy, Ben?
My guy is quarterback from the University of Miami Hurricanes, Brad Kaya.
Brad Kaya. I was actually watching him.
Felicia's son.
Watching him with John Gruden. Yeah, the son of Felicia from the movie Friday,
mm-hmm.
Right?
By Felicia.
6'3 7/8", weighs 214. Strengths.
Hey, Dan Magnet.
Experienced 3-year starter, confident decision maker, carries a swagger and a dagger, has worked from under center and in the shotgun in multiple offenses, including a pro-style set featuring progression reads and pro-style concepts. It showed in his footwork at the combine. Has enough arm strength to make all the throws, with a knack for making back shoulder throws and delivering the deep fade. Consistently finds open throwing lanes, only had 2 batted passes in 2016. Delivers the ball under duress with defenders at his feet and sidesteps the initial wave of pressure. Fine footwork in the pocket, good football intelligence. Weaknesses.
Goodbye, Felicia.
Has an elongated slingshot delivery with some upper body stiffness and tightness in his throwing motion. Struggles to hasten his delivery on the move. Barely adequate foot speed to effectively roll out and play with precision outside the pocket or make plays with his feet. Gets tracked down. Tends to throw a flat, deep ball between the numbers. Needs to learn to use more touch on posts, seams, and crossing routes. Does not stand tall in the pocket or feel backside pressure well. Well, who does? And really labors to escape it. Was surrounded by a strong supporting cast that produced highly after the catch and made his receivers work too hard for the ball. Frequently checks down, does not have an advanced understanding of cycling through progressions. In sum, an efficient pocket passer lacking the arm and escapability desired in a frontline starter, yet possesses ample pro-style experience, clean footwork, and functional decision-making to survive with a talented supporting cast. Has some similarities to A.J. McCarron. Operated multiple offenses in college, could benefit from running the same system for an extended time in the NFL. Brad Kaya, the former Miami quarterback, projects as a 4th to 5th round pick. You say we do one more, Chris? But time for that? Let's do that. And this is Reed in Kankakee. Hello, Reed. Welcome to the score. Who's your guy?
My guy is Washington safety, Buda Baker.
I like him. I look forward to reading this. Buda Baker, I've seen in some mock drafts, getting to the Bears in the 2nd round. And he's listed as a free safety and nickel cornerback. Buda Baker, 5'9 and 5/8", weighs 195. Strengths.
Which Bears player holds the franchise record for sacks in a season?
Brian Urlacher.
Richard Dent. The sack man. The guy's name's the sack man, Jose. Yeah.
You're right.
The sack man's his name.
Sack machine.
There was so
never
much
not
of that.
Funny.
So much of that. The you're right. The fact that he immediately said Urlacher and then he didn't understand that his nickname is not sack machine.
Cheapishly. I know you got me. Sack machine.
It's a classic. All right. Buda Baker, strengths. Experienced three-year starter, is fluid, flipping his hips and transitioning out of his breaks, has NFL cornerback movement skills at the free safety position, alert to read route combinations, competes for the ball in the air, is more instinctive in coverage than his ball production would suggest, aggressive playing the run, plays bigger than his size, can drop from high to low, and secure open field tackles. Weaknesses.
Yep, LeBron is now a Bull.
Marginal height and bulk with a body that's taken a beating. Measured 13.2% body fat at the combine, among the highest of defensive backs, indicative of a lack of endurance. The lowest vertical jump of any free safety at the combine, subpar lower body explosion, average tackling power, natty ankle biter, often shoots low, has only 5 career interceptions. The sum total, an instinctive nickel safety in a similar mold as Tyrann Mathieu, though not the same instinctive playmaking ball hawk, could carve out a niche manning slot receivers in nickel situations and roaming the back end on rundowns. Greatest concern is his ability to stay healthy, given his narrow frame. He's projected as a second to third round pick. That is Washington defensive back Budda Baker.
Yeah, he got a lot of Bob Sanders to his game. Poor man's Earl Thomas. That entire secondary is going to go and make some plays in the NFL. That Washington secondary was fun to watch.
That is today's Who's Your Guy You Didn't Get On Today. We're going to be doing a lot more of this leading you up to the draft, so just be prepared for this same 4 o'clock slot to roll around. We're going to be talking basketball with Jay King, who covers the Celtics for MassLive.com and Locked On Celtics podcast. That is coming up next. Baseball game day schedule presented by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Cubs take on the Brewers. The White Sox play at the Yankees. Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. 800-430-4149. Bulls talk straight away on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is Nico going to have a game in this series? Because they could win the Nico game. We've won the Bobby Portis game here. I just think the Bulls are just so exasperating. The minute you think, maybe they got their act together, maybe they can match up with this team, they'll let you down.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
My phone, and I absolutely love it. Let's take a look at what's going on for the World Champs. There's a series with Milwaukee just starting tonight. Tickets starting at $12 on SeatGeek. Maybe you're taking a trip out to Fenway. You want to see the World Champs play out in Boston. Tickets starting there at $45. And then back in town with the Phillies in town, tickets for all three games of that series starting at $17. So always great prices on SeatGeek. Here's what I love about SeatGeek. They save you time and money. They do all the work. They search multiple ticket sites. They compare all the prices. They find amazing deals, and you reap all the benefits of that work. And you get the most bang for your buck. My favorite feature of the app, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value. You open the venue you're going to, whatever it is, you'll see large green dots. Those are the best valued seats. Check those out first. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And it doesn't end with sports. SeatGeek has plenty of concert, comedy, and theater tickets available, too. And right now, I can get you $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code MATT, M-A-T-T. That's right, I'm a promo code, M-A-T-T, for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. If you need to buy or sell tickets, you have to go to one place. One place only, and it's SeatGeek.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. Don't miss Elementary.
It's been 5 years since you committed to being a detective.
Do I get a cake for that?
Holmes.
What you and I do, it's not a job, it's a calling.
Watson.
The problem is that you think you're smarter than everyone else.
I am smarter than everyone else, demonstrably.
When these two get together...
I was gone for 5 minutes, you built a bomb?
My intention is to solve a murder.
It's anything but Elementary.
He's been really hard to catch, but he's going down today.
Quite.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the World with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Monday on CBS is getting brighter with two broke girls.
Sometimes the universe just gives you a gift.
Caroline and Max.
I'll go get you the wine list. Don't get excited. That's just a list of everything Caroline's whined about in the last year.
Two girls.
We'll be together way past when we should be. That's just how we roll.
Two broke.
We don't have grooming money. I'm still cutting my hair with a sword.
And two funny.
Two scrappy girls with so little you can't help but love them. I hate them already.
Two broke girls. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
First of all, they've been great against us all year. I think you look out there, there's size, so you got to hit them early and don't let them get into the paint on their cuts. When they're cutting to the basket to get a rebound, your contact has to be, you have to make hard initial contact on blockouts. Can't just turn and look or get pushed under. Because they're going to get the ball. They're bigger than we are, so we have to hit first. And so I'll go back and look at it and chart it all. But that'll be a big deal moving forward.
Moving forward,
Brad Stevens knows why his team lost. He's smart enough to figure that out. At least he watched the same game everybody else did. But we're going to get a Celtics perspective on this 1-8 matchup that might be a little more competitive than once thought for just those reasons. Jay King is on Twitter at @byjking. He covers the Celtics for MassLive.com, co-hosts the Locked on Celtics podcast, and he's with us now on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn, Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Hello, Jay.
How are you?
Good, Jay. How did Jimmy Butler do in the first game of his job interview?
He didn't do too well for 2.5 quarters, but he definitely aced the last quarter and a half.
Well, this is one narrative that is part of the dueling first-round narratives here. The other one that was espoused by Charles Barkley was the Bulls had no chance to win because of the Isaiah Thomas bereavement and his teammates playing hard for him.
He also said that him sitting on the sideline crying before the game is a bad look for him personally. Like, it was a lot coming out of Charles's mouth.
There was, adding to a really emotional start to the game and the flurry of the pull-up threes and everything, but alas, it really didn't matter for the Celtics ultimately.
Yeah, I think it certainly mattered. You know, you could feel it in their locker room. It was almost like a disconnect, but like there was Isaiah who was grieving with this pain, the type of pain you don't want anyone to go through, and everybody else was obviously felt for him and try to support him as much as possible, but they're not going through what he's going through, and they're trying to prepare for a playoff game, and And it was just, it really was unlike any locker room scene I've ever experienced. Like, Gerald Green was almost, he was in tears, and he pledged his postseason run to Isaiah Thomas. And then, you know, Isaiah, he's barely talking to the guys right now. He doesn't really want to communicate with anybody. So there's like, it's like this whole level of stress on the team. And obviously that's the last thing that matters right now. What matters is that Isaiah deals with it as best as he can. But I think it certainly mattered. Everything about that situation mattered. And the weight of it, you could just feel it. Everything in the building, everything the Celtics did, it was just an incredibly different type of feel than I've ever felt at a basketball game before.
Jay, how did this season go as far as rebounding is concerned? Because, you know, watch Celtics games and watch them on the national stage and watch them when they play the Bulls. But there's a certain drug that Al Horford presents when you see him as a big man, and covering him for a couple of years in Atlanta, where he's a terrific passer, a damn good jump shooter, and has extended his game to the three-point arc. But you fall in love with him being the only big on the floor, and you're going to have rebounding issues. Well, that was obvious for game one with Bobby Portis and some of the other Bulls bigs killing them on the offensive and defensive glass. But how have they kind of mitigated that situation with him being the tallest man on the floor and helping rebound for him?
Yeah, so for the first half of the season, they were historically bad rebounding. They were one of the worst defensive rebounding teams in NBA history, like really, really bad. And then the second half of the season, they were average in the NBA this season, which is a huge, huge change. Now, obviously, as you saw in game one, they are still susceptible to rebounding, and they need to gang rebound. They need to have their guards rebound. I think it was a big deal that Jay Crowder was in foul trouble because he's been a plus rebounder for them from a small forward spot. But yeah, when you play Horford, like the one thing he really doesn't do well is being a physical force down low. And with Robin Lopez, with Portis, the way he played, and then they had, you know, Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo picking up offensive rebounds. The Celtics just really, really did a bad job. And I didn't foresee that being as big an issue. You know, since the Taj Gibson trade, the Bulls haven't really dominated the glass like they used to. But in game one, that couldn't have gone worse for the Celtics. And they're going to have to do a much, much better job moving forward if they want to win the series.
They're also going to have to find a way to get into their stuff a little bit more efficiently when Thomas is not in the game. Because for a diminutive player, he's so important to everything they do. They look confused when he's not out there. They look at they're directionless, and they don't, all of a sudden the shot clock's at 8 and they haven't gotten anything going to the basket.
Yeah, and that's been a huge issue for them, especially since the All-Star break. You know, if you look at the numbers, their splits with him on versus off are just outrageous. They've scored like the Warriors with him on the court, and like a, you know, JV high school team with him on the bench. And in game one, you know, first half he sat for 4 minutes, 9 seconds, and they didn't score a single point, which is incredible. So they're going to need more. And I thought that would change too a little bit with the postseason rotation shortening, but obviously Stevens, he was trying different stuff in the second half. He tried Jonas Jerebko off the bench, who didn't play in the first half. So they're still trying to figure that out. And that's been a riddle they haven't solved really since Isaiah Thomas was acquired two plus seasons ago. That's been an issue that has haunted them at every step. And look, just like rebounding, that couldn't have gone worse in game one either. And they're going to need to do better when he sits on the bench moving forward.
Can you summarize the relationship between the Boston fan base and Rajon Rondo? Because there's still some emotion there whenever he touches the ball. And I don't know if it's the cursory respect where, you know, a guy comes in, they've won championships for you, you give him a little smattering of applause and then boo him the rest of the game, or if they're just booing him because they didn't like him while he was winning championships there. What's that relationship like?
Celtics and Rondo, the Celtics fans, it's a complicated relationship. So, when they won the championship, he was a huge part of that. The next few years, you know, every playoffs, he would spin triple doubles, and he dominated full playoff series at a time, and he was a wonderful, wonderful point guard. And then over the next few years, like, his bad habits showed up, and people thought he was, you know, a little bit of a jerk. And so it's definitely a complicated feel for him where there's still an appreciation for all that he accomplished with the team. But the last few years, and there was one quote he said that when he came back for the first time with the Mavericks, where he's like, I haven't really played defense in 2 years. And people haven't forgotten that part, but they also haven't forgotten, you know, all the times when he made incredible hustle plays, like the one where he dove past Jason Williams on the Magic for a loose ball. That was like one of the most remarkable hustle plays I've ever seen. So it's beyond complicated, and I think probably a lot of things with Rondo have been pretty complicated throughout his career.
What did the number one seed, that status, do, if anything, to change expectations for a team that's clearly been on the rise? But sometimes you get into some heady air right there where teams are like, all right, well, if we're good enough to be the regular season best in conference, we are good enough to actually win a title. Are Celtics fans aware enough? Do they believe that this is a potential champion, or do they look at a team that is still on many nights against even lesser teams, not the team with the best individual player on the floor?
So I think the players believe, you know, we're the one seed. We have at least have a chance. I think everyone on the team knows the title still goes through Cleveland, especially the Eastern Conference still goes through Cleveland. The front office, it's pretty obvious that they don't necessarily consider this team a contender. You know, they didn't make any moves at the trade deadline. They decided not to add even a role player. Obviously, they had dreams of bigger things, whether it was Jimmy Butler, Paul George, whatever. But they haven't gone all in yet. And then they could have solidified the team at the trade deadline. They could have added a rebounder. They could have added a bigger wing to help them improve their defense, but they didn't, and that's because I don't think they believe this team is a contender. They think it's a flawed team, and again, you saw a lot of those flaws in game one. And I would say in game one, like, every potential problem area for Boston was exposed, and that's why, you know, the front office has doubts about how far this team can go, and especially with Golden State looming out there as a superpower and few other teams in the West that are, I think, head and shoulders above everybody in the East, maybe including Cleveland, that the Celtics front office doesn't think this team can really win a title.
That's some truth from Jay King. And Jay, we certainly appreciate your time today and the inside look at the Celtics. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
That is Jay King of MassLive.com and the Locked On Celtics podcast. The Chicago baseball game day schedule presented by AutoZone. The Cubs take on Milwaukee. The White Sox are at the Yankees. Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by AutoZone. There's a good chance it's raining out, so make sure your wipers are up to the challenge. Get the Duralast FlexBlade wipers from AutoZone for maximum visibility. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
All right, we'll reshape and reform some of the conversations that we had over the previous, I don't know, 3.5 hours or so at 312-644-6767. We talked a little Cubs. We talked a lot of Hawks. We talked a lot of Bulls. So 5 o'clock hour, we'll jump back into some of those old school things. I got an old school red flag for you, by the way.
An old school red flag
for an NFL draft prospect that just made me bust out loud laughing and some other things for you too.
Yeah, and I dry humped you on the giveaway, so we've got two more of these.
I don't want to be dry humped on a giveaway.
We've got two more of these foursomes with a cart at Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca between now and 6 o'clock, so we got to give those away because it's a very cool prize. Be listening to win.
Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafee. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chins. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit wheelingil.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
Remembering dates that matter, but you know, I'm half an idiot and sometimes more than that, so I often struggle and these dates creep up on me, and that's why it's like this was created just for me. Pro Flowers has the ultimate solution to ensure this never happens. It's the brand new Pro Gifter service from Pro Flowers. It's the perfect way to never forget an event and look awesome all year. What Pro Gifter does, it allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, the same or different, to 3 different addresses, or the same,
up to 1 year in advance. So that way, if you procrastinate or you forget that anniversary or that birthday, this is the service for you. Three bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. So you save time and money. That's up to $70 in savings. And you look thoughtful and like you spent a lot more than you did. It's Pro Flowers. So you know there's the 7-point quality check before they're shipped. And because they buy directly from the best growers, you're getting fresh flowers backed by a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. So right now, it's top of mind, you're thinking of that occasion for which you're going to need to send flowers. Go to proflowers.com and look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. You pick your flowers, you set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's proflowers.com.
Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil too with Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer, too. Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil-reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while